Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Welcome to the Income Outcome Show, a podcast publication part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The Income Outcome Show is dedicated to pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, pharmacy students, and all pharmacy professionals interested in maximizing their income and providing insights into living a financially free lifestyle.
All matters discussed during this podcast are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed herein are solely those of Waypoint Strategic Advisors, LLC, and our editorial staff. Material presented is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. All information and ideas should be discussed in detail with your individual advisor prior to implementation. The presence of this podcast shall in no way be construed or interpreted as a solicitation to sell or offer to sell advisory services to anyone. Waypoint Strategic Advisors, LLC is not affiliated with or endorsed by any government agency and are not engaged in the practice of law. Content should not be viewed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned or as legal or tax advice. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.
And now here are your hosts of the Income Outcome Show, Ben Coakley with Waypoint Strategic Advisors and Joe Castleman with Pharmacist Financial.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Income Outcome Show. We are live here. It's Turkey Day week, Joe Castleman. What's your plan for Thanksgiving, brother?
I'm going to eat and eat and eat. How about you?
You got to throw some sleeping in there, I hope, somewhere, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Watch a little football, sleep some. Yeah, I think.
Especially if the Cowboys play.
Yeah, they'll put you to sleep the way they played last night, I can tell you that. So anyways, the idea behind today's show is we're going to just be thankful and reflect on all the things that have happened this year. We may laugh, we may cry. Who the heck knows, Joe? We're just going to kind of let it go. What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
Well, before we start, let's talk a little bit about just some fun Thanksgiving facts, Joe.
All right.
So, how many people, Joe, attended the first Thanksgiving feast? Was it A, 105, B, 125, C, 140?
I'm going to guess C.
C, 140. I gave you a hint because I ended first in five, and then good test taking tip here, guys. If you see two that end in five and one that ends in a zero, more than likely it's going to be the one that ends in zero. Just throwing it out there because it's a change. Now, did you also know that – let's ask this question. Do you know who Sarah Josepha Hale is?
I do not.
She wrote the song Mary Had a Little Lamb. How does that relate to Thanksgiving, Joe?
No idea.
She's also...
I don't think they eat lamb.
Yes. Yes. You're not... Lamb, yes. It's not a traditional... you don't sing Mary Had a Little Lamb while you're eating lamb. That's not a typical Thanksgiving tradition. If it is in your household, let me know because I want to come there and I want to see that. But it's... she spent 36 years campaigning to convince Abraham Lincoln to make Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863.
Huh.
Huh. Interesting, huh? All right. And now,
did she do it with that song or was that just unrelated?
I think it's unrelated, but I think it might have given her a little bit of clout and maybe she could get an audience with Abraham Lincoln more than we could. Not writing Mary Had a Little Lamb, you know. I wrote a song one time. I wrote a song one time, and it's going to get me nowhere near the president, I can tell you that. All right, Joe, let's talk about pie. Let's just talk about pie. I'm very thankful for pie. Pie, whoever invented pie, I'm so thankful for that human being because it's so good. But what do you think the predominant pie eaten on Thanksgiving is?
I would say pecan.
Joe,
I'm from Texas, so
yeah, pecan trees grow like weeds in Texas. I know that, but it's actually pumpkin pie, Joe.
Pumpkin, yeah, that's course.
Yes, yes. But did you know pecan is number two? Now this third one, I had no idea. I've had it as a casserole. I've had it baked. I've had it as French fries. I've never had sweet potato pie.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the sweet potato pie, but you know what? I'm gonna put it on the bucket list. Now, Joe, the average human being or the average family, it says the average American spent how much money? What would you guess how much money they spent on their Thanksgiving dinner last year?
On the total dinner, probably $150.
It's actually a lot. It's the average American, Joe, not family. This is where this gets you.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's probably closer.
Well, some people don't pay anything because they just show up.
Yeah. Yes. And we're not thankful for them because they cause us grief and we have to cook more food and then we got to clean up after them. Hey, at least you're going to show up and if you're going to show up and eat somebody else's food, at least offer to do the dishes, right? Please.
Yeah.
$50.11 per American, Joe.
$50. That makes sense.
It's probably $150, $200 a family. Probably. So, Joe, now we're getting into some other really fun, interesting facts. And then we're going to talk about this year and financially what we're grateful for and what we're thankful for. And then we're going to talk about really what's – I'm going to talk about some things that get under my skin a little bit because I'm thankful to be an American and I can be upset at some things, you know. So how many Americans what percent of Americans eat turkey as part of their Thanksgiving dinner? Percentage?
Well, it's got to be pretty high. I mean,
you would think.
Is it above 50?
It's above 50, significantly. Okay. Higher. Yes.
Yeah, I'd say 80 then.
That's a good guess. 88%.
Okay. Guess.
Hey, Joe. One other side note. Do you know Benjamin Franklin wanted to make the turkey the nation's bird?
Really?
Yes, he did. He thought turkeys had way more use than bald eagles.
Well, maybe more use, but not nearly as pretty.
I know. Could you imagine, you know, we're kind of known as the eagles around the world. We'd be known as the turkeys. I don't know if it had the same ring. If here come the United States of America represented by a turkey. You know, I don't know if it has the same ring as a majestic bald eagle flying through the air with its bright white head. I mean, that's so American, you know, just so American.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that, Joe. I'm thankful that Benjamin Franklin, he was a smart dude, but he didn't get his way on this. So I'm very thankful. I'm named after him, by the way, just side note. But all right. So that's it. This gives a nice little tip on how to avoid ATM fees. Identify your bank's ATM. Use an online bank.
So
there is a financial component to this. I got this from a financial services company. They put it on their website. So just a very interesting fact. So Joe, let's talk about what we're thankful for this year, man. Give me one thing. Let's just do kind of rapid fire what we're thankful for.
Financially or anything?
Let's do financially because this is this is a financial podcast show, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know if you got that memo or not, but it's,
well, I'd say I'm thankful this year for having a dual income household now.
Yeah, that helps.
I got married, which is I'm thankful for that more than the money. But now that we have two household incomes, I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, makes things easier in some ways, more challenging in others, right?
I mean, definitely both. Yeah.
Definitely both. I mean, you know, it's, more money, more problems. You know, Notorious B.I.G. said that. So, you know, you got to watch out for that kind of stuff, right? Joe, you know, man, I am thankful for I'm thankful for the economy, you know?
Yeah.
The economy's really good. I know not everybody out there is doing as well as they probably would like, you know, but I'm thankful we live in America. I'm thankful we live in the most generous society ever you know, created on this earth. Americans are so generous with their time, their energy, and their money. There's so much need that we have. And I'm just so thankful that I was born here, the land of opportunity. I can do this stuff, and I can go make my own path, make my own way. It's not easy, Castleman. You know that. It's not easy.
No, and it's not easy for pharmacists these days. But there's still opportunity out there, and the economy is strong. Pharmacy market is hard, challenging, and some places scary. But I am very thankful for what we have, too. And you know, I'm thankful along those lines that the stock market didn't take a huge tumble amidst all this other pharmacy headache that we're facing. You know, I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, because it's hard enough working in this space. I get it, man. I get it. It'd be hard to do it with a down stock market as well. So thankful for that. Thankful for, you know, Joe, I'm thankful for life insurance. You know, we're taking a pause in our series on life insurance, but we've had several clients who passed away and they've left life-changing money to their families.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that. Man, I miss the heck out of my friends and my clients, but man, it feels good to bring somebody something other than just a casserole. You know, speaking of food, you know, I mean, it just feels good to be able to bring somebody something other than food. You know, bring them life-changing, life-altering money. I'm so thankful for that. It truly is one of the most magical experiences to be able to do that for somebody. And we're just so blessed we can. So, Joe, what else? What else are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for that this holiday season is not going to be just about monetary gifts. You know, and that's between my family and myself. We decided that we're going to do monetary gifts, but it's not going to be all out Black Friday type deal. You know, we're going to be more thoughtful and spend time together. That's kind of our gift. I'm very thankful that I have a family that wants that and loves that.
That's, you know? That's awesome.
Because presents and gifts and whatever you want to spend your money on the holiday season, man, talk about how much that can be, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. And how much stress that causes having to worry about, oh, am I getting somebody the right thing? And, you know, they're going to like this and they're not going to like this. I mean, you know, we talked about Valentine's Day. We had a long time ago in February, we talked about what people spend on Valentine's Day and some ideas to kind of do something different. Yeah, Sam and I have decided that we're going to give a lot of the money that we normally would give as gifts, we're going to give it to people in need, Joe.
Yeah.
And we've already talked to our entire family, and they're absolutely 100% behind it. And again, what better gift can we give than to somebody in need and help them out of a situation that they're struggling with? What better gift?
Yeah.
A gift truly from the heart. Again, you know, I'm blessed, and we're all blessed. The majority of people in this country are blessed to have. To live in a tremendous amount of abundance. So working together and helping somebody, get out of where they are.
And that makes me think, Ben, I'm thankful for this, the ability to, this is what I recommend people listening is find some time to donate your time. It doesn't really matter what it is. Here locally, there's a couple charities that I love because I get to see firsthand how it affects people. But man, I tell you what, that's a gift to yourself, and that's a gift. And that, you know, talking about money, you know, nobody that I know personally or our clients, you know, they have struggles with money, but nobody's broke, you know, nobody's in the poorhouse. It's the little things that get to us, the little challenges financially. But I tell you what, go donate your time to people who are dirt poor. And you will have some new appreciation on the money that you have. You know, I mean, it's amazing. It's sad and fulfilling and rewarding all at the same time, you know?
Yep, absolutely. You know, I think, Joe, again, you know, just being thankful for the provision that you have. I had my minister one time said, you need to be thankful whether your provision, and he held his arms way out, is this big, and he said, or if it's this big, and he held his two fingers really close together. be thankful, because no matter what provision you have, you probably have more than most. And I never really thought about that. There are times where I struggle because of the fact that that my provision isn't as big maybe as I would like, but it's still more than most people on this planet.
And, yeah, way more.
Yeah, you know, and I'm thankful. I'm just thankful for all the organizations around the world, Joe, who are providing financial literacy, who are really great work and helping to raise people out of poverty. Lend a hand down, not pull the man from up down. Let's don't bring them down to where we are. Let's raise people up out of poverty.
Absolutely.
Let's do it by choice. Let's do it by free will.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of talk out there about how the best in poverty, whether the government should be the way, the church should be the way. What I'm saying is like, let's let it be in our hearts. I'm thankful that my heart is in a good place to do that. And I'm thankful I married a woman who really has helped me be in tuned to the need out there. And that's a huge deal for me personally, because that's helped me become a better human being.
Yeah.
But it's also allowed me to become a better financial advisor, a better consultant, because I have perspective. And sometimes, Joe, I'm thankful I get to provide that perspective to people.
Absolutely.
You know, that to me is a huge part of our deal, of what we do, is we just bring perspective. I had a client tell me when he said, I love talking to you because you help me truly understand what's really important in my life.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, so I'm really thankful that we get to serve clients in that way.
I'm thankful we get to serve people. And I would also say, Ben, going back to what you said about how we're among the wealthiest in the world, you know, even if you're a fresh grad out of school and you're having trouble finding a job, or maybe you're an owner or a seasoned staff pharmacist or professional and you're out of work, you still have so much more wealth than so many people in this world, and you still have opportunity. And I want to remind you guys to be thankful for that. I'm not saying it's hard or easy for you guys right now if you're in that situation, but you are still wealthier than so many people in this world, and you need to remember that and be thankful for that, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Joe, we're coming up on our time here, so I'm gonna finish this up with something I'm really thankful for. I am thankful for every person, every coach, every person that's been able to mentor me. I'm just so thankful that God put them in my life. Because I would not be where I am today. And if you don't have a mentor, you don't have somebody you can talk to and that can help raise you up. Again, it's not about tearing people down. It's about being lifted up.
Yeah.
And if you understand that concept, success will come. Success will come. Joe, I'm thankful for all the books that everybody's recommended to me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. I cannot tell you how many times a book you've recommended to me has changed my life, changed the way I see the world.
Yeah. And you know what, Ben, I'd say with the mentors, and that's a really good point. I'm very thankful for that. But I would say take a step further for me. I'm thankful for all my past mentors, because there are people that I no longer talk to for whatever reason. You know, they got old, they moved on, whatever. But just because they're not active in my life, the wisdom that they gave me, gifted me, if when I'm in trouble and I'm struggling, I can turn and I can still hear them, you know, and that's the true mentor. And it could be anybody, you know, it could be your great uncle that passed away, or it could be somebody that got you in the business, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And man, just to remember that. And yeah, I'm very thankful for that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, the last thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for open minds. I have a little cone on my desk and it says a closed mind is a wonderful thing to lose.
Yeah.
Okay. And there, I am just so thankful that the people who we work with and whom we serve are very open-minded. I'm thankful that for the most part, maybe my wife would beg to differ sometimes, that I have an open mind about things. So open minds are a great thing to have. You will grow, you will learn if you are willing and you are open to it. So Joe, any last thoughts on what you're thankful for?
You know what, Ben? I'm thankful for sweet potato pie.
There you go, brother.
I'm going to go try that.
I've got a picture of Thanksgiving meal right here on my computer screen. Oh man, I am so thankful we're in Turkey Day week, buddy. Oh man,
it's
one of my favorite. I love the holidays. I'm so thankful for the holidays, Joe. Because
I am too. Yeah.
You know, Joe, there was a time in my life, and I'll close it with this, where I was not as happy. I had contentment issues, and if you're going through this, you know, this is a complete moment of vulnerability for me to admit to this. Man, these holidays would come. I'd get upset. I'd be upset that everybody else was happy, but why wasn't I happy?
Well,
there's a lot of reasons for that and a lot more than I want to cover on here. But what I will tell you is that I did not have a perspective of gratitude. I had a perspective of jealousy. I always compared myself and my success to other people. So when I hadn't hit my goals and I'm working my tail off in November and December and everybody else is celebrating the holidays, I was jealous of them. Instead of going to them and saying, hey, what are you doing that I can learn from? I always had a thought, oh, you know what? They're doing something. They got a better me. They got a better opportunity. So I'm thankful that I don't have that mentality anymore.
Yeah,
because it's allowed me to grow tremendously, and it's amazing when you let that go, how much you grow. So with that being said, everyone, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We're so thankful for you. We're thankful for Todd. Todd, thank you for allowing us to do this podcast. We're so blessed that we ran into you in the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We're just tremendously blessed, and we hope to continue to bring you tremendous quality podcasts. And Joe, if they want to tell us how thankful they are for us, how do they get in touch with you?
You can give me a call directly or text 512-294-7046. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, just call me 843-810-3983. Text me at that number. Shoot me an email, ben@waypointrx.com. Joe, I think your email is joec@waypointus.com if you prefer email. So, yeah, absolutely. We look forward to hearing from you. And don't eat too much turkey because it'll make you sleepy. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Interested in learning more about maximizing your income and living a financially free lifestyle? Contact the Income Outcome Show today to learn more about your financial possibilities and best practices in managing your money to create opportunities for lasting wealth. Go to pharmacypodcast.com under the contact section and send us a message and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. Thanks for listening to the Income Outcome Show, a podcast publication part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.